Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Talk Cocky With Me. Talk Cocky With Me is proudly sponsored by McCraw Media. McCraw Media is owned and operated by a fellow Gamecock, Sydney McCraw. Sydney has been a Gamecock fan since birth and grew up going to USC football games. She has a BSBA in marketing from High Point University and is at the forefront of social media marketing. Sydney has been working in the marketing industry for the past 4 years and decided to start her own agency. McCraw Media uses analytics to study your target market and industry and builds a personalized marketing plan to grow your business or brand faster than the competition. McCraw Media has 4 different plans of service. They provide strategic, tactical, operational, and a flex plan that allows them to be flexible for all. Contact McCraw Media today to see how they can help grow your business at McCrawMedia@gmail.com. That's McCrawMedia@gmail.com. Or 803-517-2441. Mention Talk Cocky With Me and get a free market breakdown included in your initial consultation. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Talk Cocky With Me. I'm not as cool as this other guy. I don't keep count of the total numbers and everything. One day I'll probably add it up. But yeah, I'm sure you recognize him. It is the one and only Evan of Tito's and Chicken. Say what's up.
What's going on, big dog? How you doing? We got this Tuesday morning episode. I know you usually do them in the evening, but I had some around. Stuff come up.
Yeah, I bounce around. So my schedule lately with this new job has been sometimes I start at 8, sometimes I start at 10. So it's I had one with Gamecock Russ where we were doing some stats and stuff, and we had to cancel it because I got moved to a shift where I was starting earlier and he works third shift. And then, like 2 weeks later, they moved me again. And I was like, hey dude, I've got early time slots again. You want to come on?
I'm all about the early morning shifts, man. The early morning shows.
Yeah.
I like to, just go ahead and get them out of the way. I feel like more people engage in podcasts in the morning times than they do in the evening. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying I've learned that over time. So
that makes sense. And I think, too, whether they should or not, I think a lot of people are more able to listen during the day at work versus once you get home, you're making dinner, you got the family and all that. But we are on a bit of a time crunch today, so we will try to get to the point. It's actually kind of funny. So I posted that you were coming on with a picture of us from opening weekend. And it was really funny when I'd first post that picture and everybody's like, oh, that would have been an awesome conversation to hear what y'all were talking about. I'm like, we were just shooting shit about Gamecock baseball. So,
typical shit,
the normal stuff. So we're going to do the same exact thing and just record it for everybody to hear in on. So
Before
we get into too much of the details and the weeds of baseball, because as baseball guys, we love our stats and numbers. How does it feel to presumably have a decent baseball team back?
Man, I'm still in shock, if you want me to be honest, after the weekend in Georgia. I honestly had us going 1-2 going into that series, because obviously winning on the road, especially in the SEC, is extremely tough. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. What did we put up? 29 runs over three games. Outscored Georgia 29-7. The pitching staff, the hitters, everyone, They played a complete baseball game. I mean, how do you 10-run rule an SEC team not just once, but twice? It's just wild to me.
And I think it's crazy too, not just any SEC team. Like Georgia's pretty good. They're
Yeah,
currently
decent
not
team.
ranked, but I mean, historically, Georgia has been a pretty good baseball team, taking us to the woodshed a few years recently. But yeah, I'm with you. We'll do the concerns. I like to set expectations and stuff, and so we'll get to that in just a moment. But so far, 20, if you told me we'd be 20-1 before the season, I'd be like, come on, like that.
I would think you were in fairyland or drunk, one or the other.
Which, and I think too, and I believe you were saying it last year as well. A lot of people with last year's team, oh, well, we're terrible, da, 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 da. And a lot of us were going, this pitching staff has a ton of injuries. Let's let these guys get healthy. See, I didn't foresee this. I did not foresee this.
No, not at all. Not at
You can't
all.
have half your roster having Tommy John surgery and expect them to compete week in, week out with the best teams in the nation.
Yeah. And I mean, you got to think about it too, man. We were literally living off of four pitchers last year. I'm being dead honest when I say that. Four pitchers. And a five, I think five or six of them transferred out, some graduated. And then we brought in, a whole new crop of guys, and they've been lights out for us, helping us out big time.
And I think I know a lot of people want to give a ton of credit to Monty Lee, and he absolutely deserves it. You got to go all the way up the ranks to Coach Kingston, and he's putting this roster together. Sure, it's a full staff job, but he has done a tremendous job putting the product on the field that we have. And you got to take it too. And again, everybody wants to give credit to Monty Lee. What type of a level of pride did he have to kind of set aside and say, hey, I know Mont Lee is Coach Tanner's boy, da-da-da, all this. He's been a head coach for basically a decade. I'm willing to bring him in if it means we're going to win. Because it's ultimately going to help him too.
I personally think, and I haven't said this, I haven't tweeted this yet. I personally think Monty Lee saved Coach Kingston's ass. I really do. I
I
mean,
would
yeah,
agree.
we're still early in the season. We played 21 games, still got, I think, 30 something to go. But right now, man, Monty Lee coming in has saved Coach Kingston.
That's probably
I
been
strongly believe that.
his greatest move while he's been here by far. Early, as you said, early in this tenure, by far. But like I said, we got some stats here. Of course, the new baseball rankings came out, and I'm sorry, but perfect game ranking us for the first time this season. We're 20-1, and this is the first week they ranked us. They put us to 15th, but they had us not ranked up until this week. And I'm just going, how does that make
It's
sense?
funny. It's funny you say that about perfect game, and collegiate baseball has us at number
Four.
four.
That's what I was going to say. If we do the Olympic scoring and you take out the highest and the lowest, we've got
Literally.
NCBWA's got us at 9, D1's got us at 11, USA Today's 11, and Baseball America 14. So I had said before they came out, I was expecting 8 to 11. I thought that was kind of where they would put us.
And we
We'll
were
all.
16 prior, weren't we?
And that's kind of my issue with rankings too, is they tend to rank you based on where they previously ranked you instead of how good you actually are. So
Get
I think
that.
a lot of that plays into effect. But then down into the stats. So right now on the pitching, you had mentioned the tremendous job that the staff's doing. We are currently number three total in pitching ERA with 2.57.
I saw that. I
If
saw that.
you tell me we're going to finish the year with a 2.57 ERA, I will take that all day, every day.
Literally night and day from last season. Night and day. I still can't. I'm still in shock, man. I'll be honest with you.
I thought Coach Meade leaving was going to be the death of the program. I loved him. I hope he's doing great out at Rice. But you can't take away from what this new staff's doing here. Coaching and pitching staff. But again, I mean, going on with more of that, so hits allowed per nine, 6.7. I'll give a team six hits if they're only getting 3.5 or 2.5 runs.
Yeah, for sure.
And then strikeout to walk ratio, we're fifth in the country with a 4.06.
Nice.
So we're,
Where, yeah.
I mean, that's the number that, you as a former pitcher, you love that higher
Yeah.
strikeout to walk ratio because that means you're getting it done and they're not even putting it in play for errors or miscues or anything
Yeah.
else. I mean, they're going straight back to the bench.
Exactly. I mean, it's wild to even think we're in the top, I don't know, say 10 in about five different NCAA categories, baseball categories. So yeah, I mean, this team is, they're producing. They are producing, guys. We're watching it, we're seeing it every game, still very impressed with the Georgia weekend, very impressed with this ball club so far.
Yeah, my wife didn't think I was as entertaining as I thought I was when I was like, we're literally about to sweep them with a run rule. She
Yeah.
goes, okay. And she actually likes baseball.
Okay.
So she had season Braves tickets before we met. So yeah,
Oh, wow.
she
Nice.
knows her stuff too. But on the
Yeah.
offensive side, it's team batting average of 310.
Yeah, we were kind of out. I didn't see us in the top 25 in batting
Yeah,
average,
we
but
were
I
out of
mean.
that. Base on balls, we're seventh with 135. Number one in home runs with 56. Number one in total runs with 224.
Yeah.
And then on base percentage, which me personally, I like the on base percentage more because
Yeah.
errors count against you, which I've always never understood. Because if I hit a ball too hard for the guy to catch, that shouldn't count against
Yeah.
me. If he made a mistake, that
Yeah.
shouldn't count against me.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree with you
But
there.
on base percentage of 451. That is
God,
insane.
that's
That is
wild.
insane.
That's
That is
wild.
almost every, two guys come up, one's getting on every time.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So,
Like I said, it's insane. It is insane through
and I didn't even
21
put the
games.
yeah, and I didn't even put the hit by pitch numbers on here either.
Oh,
That's
God.
what's crazy with this team is we're number one in the nation in home runs, but we're getting walks. We're sack bunting people over. I mean, it's not, we're not live and die by the long ball. I think somebody had said that the Sunday game against Georgia, we scored 12, and I think they said that seven of those runs came off of singles and base hits and a couple of sack
Yeah.
bunts and stuff. So we're not just
Not what
winning these
you're, yeah.
games by hitting 430-foot bombs. Cassis, I'm looking at you. That was a freaking monster shot.
Over the scoreboard.
Yeah,
Over the scoreboard, he hit that, by
I
the
don't
way.
think I've seen a ball hit that far at Georgia since Justin Smoak did it with those trampoline.
It's like I said, man, it's been wild watching this team so far. But we got a tough one this weekend. We got a tough one. You don't know too much about Missouri, but the main thing you know is they swept Tennessee. Tennessee is an extremely good ball club. So yeah, I'm excited. I cannot wait for that first pitch, 7 o'clock, Friday night. You're gonna make it to any of the games this weekend, or?
Not this weekend. I think I'm going to save myself for that LSU game or LSU
Okay.
weekend. But we are actually going the opposite direction this weekend. I have mother-in-law duties. We have to go to
Okay.
Athens. She wants to go. It's her birthday. She wants to go see her great-grandmother's burial site or something like that in Georgia. So
Okay.
I'm having to be
I get that.
son-in-law.
I got
But
you.
so with the other thing I was wanting to mention too, like, so we're 20-1 right now, and that one loss was on the road on an absolute drenched field with a
Oh, yeah.
2+ hour delay.
Yeah, didn't get that game going till what, 9? Maybe, I think it was 8:30,
8
something like
30, 9
that.
o'clock, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So it and I'm both teams had to play on the field, both teams had the same environment. I don't use that as an excuse, but a lot of times when you get that delay, you can turn it off a bit,
Yeah.
especially if you're geared up and you're ready to go, and then you got to turn it off. And then they go, okay, well, we're starting out. Nope, we're starting here. Nope, we're starting now. Oh,
Yeah, that can really affect a lot
of guys. That's hard for a pitcher. That's hard for a pitcher as well, definitely, you know, because I think about Will, you know, he's – okay, we understood the first delay. You know, they told us they were pushing it back to, I think it was 7:30, yeah, something was like good. That.
Yeah.
Then it got pushed back again.
Yep.
And that kind of affects a pitcher's mindset, you know. So I can definitely see why he was a little off that game. He was definitely flat. I've never seen Will's fastball that flat before.
And
I think you or I could have gone up there and we got our timing right. We were gonna make solid contact with it.
Well, and it didn't hurt either that the Clemson guy got that little poke home run on the first pitch. I mean, he literally
that set the tone for the game.
Yeah,
sure.
He literally just threw his bat out and it like squeaked right. I mean, you couldn't have wrote a better script for Clemson that game than having that. But it wasn't a good swing on the ball. It was just. I got it.
Yeah, and stuck the bat out. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
But you'll have that. But yeah, this weekend with Missouri, it's a lot more interesting now than it was a week and a half ago.
Yeah, they weren't even ranked, and then they just jumped into the polls at number 22. So now we have a ranked matchup this weekend. You know, so
I think it's going to be interesting. Honestly, I haven't watched or followed them enough to know what kind of staff they have, what kind of arms they have.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't either.
But then we've got Siddle and then Mississippi State after that, which Mississippi State currently has not won an SEC game in over 14 games.
They did get swept. You're right. Yeah.
And I only know this because somebody shared it. So I'm not that smart. I just saw it. then we have North Carolina and that LSU series, which for me, obviously, Missouri is a lot more important now with what they just did to Tennessee. But historically, they're not going to have the arms and stuff that an LSU is going to have for a full weekend into the bullpen. No. So that's my star on the calendar right now is that LSU game or weekend. And that's what leads me to my concerns a little is I'm still a hair hesitant to say that this lineup has completely arrived yet. Until we see a weekend of elite arms that throw 92 plus, have breakers that break 2 feet, and let's see if we can still rake at that point.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we're talking a lot of positives about this lineup, which there are, but we do strike out quite a bit as well.
Which is the game now. I hate
it. Yeah, we do strike out a good bit. And, you know, LSU pitchers are elite for sure. So, you know, maybe that's something they could take advantage of. But I don't want to jump to LSU yet because we've got to take care of this weekend for sure. I'll be happy we can take two from them this weekend. But, hey, you know, we swept Georgia. Why can't we sweep Missouri?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that was that's more of a going forward concern, not necessarily for the LSU series. But yeah, I'm with you. This weekend has now turned into a, you know, win the series, move on to the next one.
And move on. Yeah. And exactly right.
But at the same time, if we keep it up the way that we have been, if you give me 2.5 runs a game on the mound, if we keep averaging like 10 a game, I like our chances to win more ball games that way.
No, I agree with you.
What are your expectations for this team going forward? Now that we're 20-1 at this point, of course, haven't played the meat of the schedule yet. You know, where are you with the remainder? I know going into it, everybody's, we got to get super regionals or fire Kingston. I think at this point, barring an absolute catastrophic face flop, I think Kingston's coming back next year. So y'all can take that out of your handles, the little fire Kingston stuff. Y'all can take that out.
Oh, my God. Kill me with those.
I mean, barring a catastrophic failure at this point, I think he's probably safe.
He's coming back. Yeah. Yeah. At this point, yes. But, man, just thinking about this season, last season, I used to literally cringe when I was watching midweek games. I mean, we were struggling with the Presbyterians, the USC Upstates. Not struggling, we were losing to these teams, you know? Coming into this year, I'm trying to completely switch that mindset when it comes to midweek games. I know we're going to slump at some point. It's baseball. It happens. Yep. You know, we're not going to be hitting 3 to 4 home runs a game every game like we have been pretty much. But just I don't know. I'm growing a slight confidence more and more. I haven't really jumped on that bandwagon of, oh my God, Carolina's back. Yeah, we're playing well. Yeah, we're playing well. Don't get me wrong. God, we're playing very well. But I need to see just a little bit more on these weekend series. I definitely want to see this weekend. Like you said, we haven't jumped into the meat part. Like I'm looking at the schedule here, the LSU, you have Vandy that following weekend. You have Florida after that weekend. You know, like that's that is the cream of the crop. Those are the teams we have to beat. You know, we
and like you said too, Will's got to get that heater down. I think that's I think that's been his issue this year. But sorry, that just kind of popped in. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, you're fine. I'm just saying take advantage of the Missouris, the Georgias, and Mississippi State who's struggling right now. Let's pile up these SEC wins so when we get into the LSU, Vandy, Florida. Shit, I even think Kentucky's in the top 25 as well right now. You know that we're ready to go, you know, because we gotta at least take 2 of those 4 series. I'd say 3 of those 4, to be honest with you, with how we're playing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, I agree completely. And talking about with the slumping, that's been the issue with the lineup the last few years was weak. And that's what has me a hair hesitant is we've come out so hot early on in the season. Then once we started facing the stronger arms, like, it went away completely. We had nobody that was hitting. So, my opinion, what we're going to need going forward to take those teams to get better and everything, or to continue, is when we do hit those slumps or to where certain guys are not hitting 350, 400, when they start to slow down, we don't need the entire lineup to slow down. We don't. Yeah. We're going to need 2, 3, 4 guys that are together that are hot, or at least, you know, hitting an average at all times of the season to keep going. Cause I mean, in years past, we would have one game where we had scored 20 runs. The next game you'd score 1. Like you cannot have that to be a successful game.
No, you can't. Baltimore. No, agreed. Agreed there with you.
Yeah. You know, one little concern that I have too, the defense has had a couple of errors at times this year, which we're typically not accustomed to, but they haven't been overly costly. So when we get into those bigger games, those are going to have to tidy up. Sanders is going to have to get that fastball hair down. He's just his stuff's just so dominant that
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, he's going to bring that up.
Yeah,
Jerzenbeck is a freaking hoss. I love
him. Who will be starting tonight?
Yep. I cannot wait for that one. That one's going to be a cool storyline. And then Petrie, Cassis, this lineup is just freaking jacked.
Yeah. These kids are one quick point here too. These kids are huge. My roommate is an umpire. He's a minor league umpire. He's in AAA right now. He called the South Carolina, I don't know, someone we played at home midweek game. I can't remember who it was. And I remember him calling me after the game because, you know, we always talk when he calls a South Carolina game. And he was like, Evan, these kids are huge, like, compared to what they were last year. Like, he was talking about Cassis. He was talking about Petrie. They're way much bigger than what they were last year. And I mean, we went to the game. What game was that we were at? Opening weekend, yeah. Can't remember the freaking team, but I didn't really get to go behind the plate and see everybody. But UMass Laurel. I said Marist, good Lord. but just the difference in size of these guys, it's insane, you know. We, like, actually have Division I baseball players now.
Yeah. And that was the thing with Holbrook is – And again, he's doing great, College Charleston. I wish him nothing but the best. I loved him in a different role here. But it seemed like the guys that he recruited, because we went to one game, ironically enough, against Georgia, And they looked like they had a football team out there, and we had a JV baseball, you know, high school team.
Yeah.
I remember I turned to my wife, I said, we are half the size that these guys are.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even
sounds
close.
About right.
And it was that was always kind of my issue with his tenure was we had guys that could probably play really good baseball, but even with the 40-mile-an-hour wind blowing out, they weren't getting the ball out of that park.
Yeah.
So we finally have a roster that can play to the field that we have, because it's not a tiny field. You know, we're not playing at Georgia where it was 314 down the line.
Jeez,
my high school
insane.
Is bigger than that.
Yeah, that's insane. Insane.
But yeah, I'm optimistic for me at this point. Of course, depending on what draw you get, I see a hosting regional bare minimum. If we're not
I see that as of right now. Yes, I definitely do see that.
Yeah.
It's just don't put NC State in our regional. Don't put someone, you know, like they we. I shouldn't be thinking about that right now, but that's how my mind thinks when it comes to baseball. So, yeah, I do see us hosting one, but Lord, please, committee, don't put North Carolina State in our region. Yeah, I don't. Just give us some easy teams and let us advance over to the Super Bowl.
We deserve that for once. Give us a little. We've had a bad few years. Just give us a nice little regional. Let us move on.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like what last year Virginia was hosting a damn regional at our stadium. What kind of shit is that? I still can't get over that. I cannot get over that.
That's just
but
that's called our fans will show up for baseball. And they
know that is true. That is very true.
Good baseball, our fans will show up and show out. But we're going to call it a wrap. We both have to get to start making money so we get to goof off with y'all and do these things. Because if we don't make money, we can't pay the power bill to load these
exactly.
videos.
Exactly. 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 But, right, man, well, thank you so much for having me on. Really, really appreciate this. I do love the early morning episode. So if you ever want to do this again, give me a shout.
Absolutely, we'll do it. But since you are the guest here today, you have to do the guest sign out, tell everybody goodbye, and then you got to hit them with the Go Gamecocks.
Guys, have a good day. Go make that money. Go Cocks.